My name is Isabella Zabetaki. I am a Greek food and travel writer and author of Handcrafted Crete. As I explored several of the islands, mountains, and villages, I discovered tastes and aromas that were very typical of the landscape that created them. Like the red Kotsifali wine, which is an indigenous variety, or dittany, a local herb that grows in gorges and mountains. Every time I left Crete to return to Athens, I would stuff my pockets with wild herbs that reminded me of the island's natural beauty, but also of the stories that Cretans had told me about them. And then I thought of making a bar of soap special enough to tell the story of the entire island. So I teamed up with Manos Lipakis and Stelios Finikianakis of Heleo, who make organic olive oil soap by hand, and then I introduced them to a winemaker and a potter. The story begins in Manos's olive grove in Knossos, where the tree's silver leaves tremble as their fruit is harvested by hand. This is the same place where olive trees have been cultivated since the times of ancient Minoans. Manos's olives are milled on the same day they are harvested and at a low temperature so that the extra virgin olive oil extracted is of the highest quality. During the cold process soap making, Kotsifali red wine, one of Crete's 12 indigenous varieties, joins the olive oil in the mix. Apart from enjoying its anti-aging effect on your skin, it's also worth tasting a glass of Kotsifali from Liraraki's winery. With vineyards in several parts of Crete, the Lirarakis family has played a central part in protecting local grape varieties from extinction, and they produce internationally awarded labels. A little bit of love goes into the soap as well. Erodas, which means love, is the nickname Cretans have for dittany. This herb is rich in antioxidants and grows wild on the steepest mountain slopes. It comes by its local moniker through the notion that only those in love would risk their life to pick it. In the soap, dittany is combined with three essential oils. So, together with basil, bergamot, and cypress, it forms a herbal blend reminiscent of the gorges, citrus groves, plains, and courtyards of Crete. The soap's final ingredient is red clay, and it is collected by potter Giorgis Dalambelas in Margarites. Giorgis uses it as a natural dye to color the ceramics he makes, following ancient techniques. When added to soap, red clay enriches its emollient properties. And blending all of the above ingredients together gives us a bar of genuine Crete we can hold in the palm of our hands. But let me tell you a little bit more about each one of the producers involved in this process. Starting with wine. The hinterland south of the city of Iraklio is a pastoral tableau where vivid green vineyards playfully undulate across the hillsides. Flanked by Mount Psiloritis and Mount Dicti, grapes have been cultivated in the shelter of their lofty embrace for centuries. Lirarakis is one of the main Cretan wineries that have protected or even revived ancient varieties that had become nearly extinct. And that was a challenging endeavor a few decades back when visitors were interested only in international varieties. Wine is deeply rooted in Greek culture. Renowned Cretan writer Nikos Kazantzakis invented Saint August, an effusive saint who visits the island at the end of every summer to vintage the vineyards, tread the harvest, and perform his miracle of extracting wine from grapes. Wine is deeply connected to myth and mystery. Giorgos Lirarakis takes me to an ancient wine press carved into stone. As I look at a deep recess in the rock, I try to imagine what purpose it had served and wonder if it might have been used as a grave at some point in history. My host playfully adds more mystique to the story by saying that the recesses in the rock symbolize light and darkness, the gods Apollo and Dionysus. The wine is the blood of Apollo, which pours into the chthonic residence of Dionysus as it flows across the slanted spout and spills into the trough. Back to our soap, red wine is combined with olive oil to enrich it with anti-aging antioxidants. And speaking of antioxidants, Dittany is also full of them. It makes a wonderful tisane, but also an ideal ingredient for cosmetic use since antiquity. Manos and Stelios collect Dittany in Embaros, a village in southern Crete that is well known for this herb. In one of my journeys, I had the opportunity to learn more about native Cretan herbs from expert Manousos Pediadites. Manousos remembers the traditional herbalists who would travel from village to village, selling sage oil for stomach pain, oregano oil for toothache, and cedar oil for swollen tonsils. There are many healing plants on the island, and a traditional recipe called Saradavotano combines 40 of them in favor of the body's overall defense. The plants were customarily collected all year around by the women of the village and boiled in an earthenware pot reserved for this purpose. The tea that resulted from this process was regarded as working miracles in strengthening the immune system and treating all sorts of ailments. Newborns were dunked into a trough full of Saradavotano 9 times, and there's even a recipe written in verse about it. If your health is gone and you want to get it back, the herbs from the earth are by far your best tack. Citrus leaves and lemon scent, mandarins, oranges and quince. And the recipe goes on for several more couplets. The final ingredient to my Cretan bar of soap is red clay. This ingredient colors the soap and enriches its emollient properties. To find red clay, I visit Giorgis Dalambelas, a potter in Margarites. This small village is home to more than 20 pottery workshops, and clay has been its specialty for millennia. I tried to form a mental image of past decades when the village had 20 wood-fired kilns on its outskirts. Craftsmen would light their kilns every Saturday to fire the latest batch of crockery. As Giorgis explains, a kiln can accommodate up to 500 pieces, and it takes around 5 hours to stack them. I love the fact that almost everything that was needed for this process could be found right here, from the clay in the earth to the olive branches that fed the fire. Mariniki, Giorgos' wife and the one who decorates his pottery, picks up a plokos, a paintbrush that ends not in bristles, but in a thin tuft of lamb's wool. She dips it into ochre gathered from the hillsides of Mount Psiloritis and paints a palmet, the village's emblem, on a bird-shaped spouted vase. Another technique that has survived through millennia in Margarites is the use of smooth beach or river stones to polish the pots. The ingenious designs of some of the other items displayed on the counters of Keramio workshop date just as far back. There's a melokurupo, or honey pot, for example, with a double rim so that the bottom one can be filled with water to keep ants out of the honey. A Pythagoras cup teaches the value of moderation. It is designed so that the cup's entire contents spill out if the user fills it beyond a certain point. There's no shortage of inventiveness in the use of clay in Margarites today either. A walk around the village's narrow, snaking streets is full of surprises and unexpected uses for clay, like the wheels of a skateboard from the 70s or toilets made of repurposed plant pots. The best surprise for me, however, is that the red clay we're looking for is to be found right next to a vineyard. And I realized that it is natural for these two elements to go together. But we still have not talked about the soap's main ingredient, extra virgin olive oil. When it comes to taking proper care of his olive trees, Manos combines the secrets he was let in on by his grandparents and the advice of specialized scientists. He and Stelios fertilize, prune, and plow the groves in the proper way in order to effortlessly produce extra virgin olive oil of high quality, free from any chemicals. Harvesting olives is part of a family feast, a centuries-old custom in Crete, where the family members gather to both help and celebrate. The olives are picked at the right time and milled on the same day at the temperature not exceeding 25 degrees Celsius, so that their nutrients are preserved. When it is time to hit the workshop, Manos and Stelios use the cold process soap making. This helps retain the natural ingredients that are good for the skin, as well as the natural glycerin, which is formed during saponification and is absent from manufactured soaps. The soap is cut into bars, which then have to rest for some weeks. The completion of the curing process is followed by laboratory tests that confirm that the soap is ready for use. And then we have the final touch, which is also handmade. The soaps are stamped and carefully wrapped in recycled paper. Now, if you have a bar of Herbs in Her Pocket soap in your hands, you can use it to wash your face and body. I personally keep one next to my laptop and pick it up to enjoy its scent whenever I feel like having a small break from my digital routine. And I enjoy that break even more when I listen to the music of Psaroyorgis, who is the creator of the song you had the chance to hear in this podcast. If you would like to discover more about sustainable Greek products and about the essence of the Mediterranean lifestyle, please visit my website, herbsinherpockets.com. And if you plan to visit Athens, you can always try the immersive private food experience I host in selected hotels. This was Isabella Zabetaki at herbsinherpockets.com, and I thank you for taking the time to listen.